Listening to Affiliate Nerd Out with host Dustin Howes, the podcast dedicated to talking partnerships and scaling your affiliate program. Seasoned vets from around the world stop by the Nerdatorium to dish out the latest trends working for them. So hold on to your socks while Dustin brings sexy back to affiliate marketing on this session of Affiliate Nerd Out. Hey folks, welcome to Affiliate Nerd Out, a special edition of Affiliate Nerd Out. This is Affiliate Management Walkthrough, and my guest today, Ivan Tijerina. He is an owner of his own consultancy and agency that he's been building up over the last year, and he's a big fan of AffiStash, and we're very excited to have him to showcase his process using AffiStash to scale his agency. Ivan, welcome to the Nerdatorium, man.
Hey, Dustin. Good to see you.
Awesome. And tell us your story, man. How'd you get started in affiliate, and how'd you get into the consultant realm to where you are today?
Yeah, the history is kind of all over the place, how it probably is for most people. I think the common answer is I just fell into affiliate marketing, right? Sure. For most folks. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was working retail, managing a Starbucks way back in 2015, Whoa. Actually. And it was kind of just by happenstance. The CFO of a really large online bicycle retailer that was in my area was a regular at my store, and we became friends. He knew that I was an avid cyclist and loved the sport, and said, "Hey, I'm growing my marketing team. I know you know cycling and the product and the culture. I know you know nothing about digital marketing and e-com though, but I think you can learn it and we'll teach you in-house." So he made me an offer that was a lateral move from what I was doing. I thought I was going to be with the company for forever and running Starbucks stores in different areas. And that was my entry into e-com and digital marketing. I took over affiliate marketing in-house for someone that was leaving. They had put in their 2 weeks, and they left on great terms. They, create a handbook for me and educated me. And like, I set up one-on-ones with them even after they left the company for the training. So I spent 5 years there, left for an agency that I had a very brief stint at, about 3 months, who was a full service marketing agency that then was, they wanted to offer an affiliate marketing, partnerships marketing is what they called it, a service line. So they recruited me in to help develop that service line and department. I was soon after, I was made an offer by what was a client of mine at the time. I have kind of was always freelancing while I was holding down a full-time job. It's kind of a whole nother story for another day. But a client of mine that I had while I was at the agency said, "Hey, what you were doing at Jensen USA, the online bicycle retailer, we need your help recreating that here." And so I continued managing their affiliate program in-house while managing the rest of their performance channels as well. So I always kind of had this combination of affiliate marketing and performance marketing in general, set of experience. Excuse me. And I was with them for 2 years. They're a large e-bike brand, kind of top two, top three in the space now. And after that, after those 2 years, in 23, at the end, late 23, I moved over to another retailer, online retailer, to help them test out some new performance channels that they wanted to, they had some budget. It was new to them. They had never really done it. And unfortunately, almost a year in, I was caught up in a round of layoffs. They had gone through a couple and then got caught up in a third one there, and decided, you know what? I was laid off with a couple clients still on my roster because I was still freelancing on the side, and said, I've kind of have this case study. I've proven it out. I can manage, as an OPM, I can manage a couple programs at once while doing the full-time gig as well. Why not see if I can scale this? So it's been a year now. I was laid off last April and hit the ground running. So let's do this full time. And now here we are. So,
My gosh, 12 months sober of W-2s. Yeah. It's great, man. all right. So you started your consultancy and then you ran into Affy Stash at some point. And tell me about that story, like how it changed your workflow.
Yeah. I mean, as you would imagine working for yourself, you're wearing all the hats and you have to find solutions very, very quickly. And for the most part, I had solved for a lot of processes that I wanted to use for my weekly syncs with my clients, with how I reported on performance. But the pain point that always existed and probably is the case for most affiliate managers is just the recruitment. You, mm-hmm. even if you have a team, like just partner discovery, you know, everything into the outbound, to the nurturing of those partners, then onboarding them and optimizing them after the fact. It's just, that's so much work, right? And so the element of, okay, well, I'm operating an affiliate channel now, or a program, excuse me, for a client. The name of the game here is as an example, I had a client where I launched a program for them and I'm like, what? Well, I'm going to spend hours just recruiting because it's a brand new program. Yeah, I can do a lot of in-platform recruitment. But after that, we all know that we kind of go out of network or out of program to start recruitment as well and try to get some affiliates in that way. And so it just came from, I honestly don't even remember how I came across Vic or Affy Stash, but I was just like in desperation mode, trying to find a solution that would help me with partner discovery that for on social media and on YouTube. The clients that I had needed those types of partnerships. They wanted to focus on the creators, kind of this influencer, add this influencer element to their affiliate programs. Right. And Affy Stash just seemed to finally be solving for it. I was able to do large scale partner discovery on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, where I just otherwise couldn't before.
Outstanding. That's a great story. And we appreciate you as a customer and a client, and we're always trying to help each other out as much as we can. And today you're going to help us out even further and showcase your workflow and Affy Stash, how you're using it for yourself and your business today. And let's go ahead and do the screen share and have you give us a walkthrough of how you use Affy Stash today.
Yeah, that's great. Let's do it. So I have a client here. They are obviously in the fitness calisthenics kind of space. And this was an example of a partnership that we can, you know, we can uncover opportunities with content sites, with review sites, things like that. But there isn't a play of working with creators as well that could be valuable for them and has been for all kinds of reasons, not just, you know, referral traffic and getting the product awareness increased in their vertical, but also the repurposing of UGC. That's always super valuable when working with creators across social media, YouTube, et cetera. So with Affy Stash, what I was able to do and where Affy Stash is really powerful is in really understanding the nuance of the vertical that you're in if you fill out the company profile appropriately. So here we can see that these are all the fields that Affy Stash requires to be able to do partner discovery a lot more effectively for any given business.
Great. And
so we have things like the URL, obviously the business model, their location, a target audience that you would include, price range, certain keywords as well. And then not too in depth, but still kind of keyword rich and profile description, description of the business here. And so once that's created, you know, you could always go back and modify it and edit it, but in the partner discovery section of Affy Stash is where things get really powerful, having that profile built out. And so I've already run kind of a discovery list here.
Okay.
Just to kind of pre-stage this, but where I typically am using Affy Stash the most is in finding content creators. Okay. Across the platforms that are available here. So in this, with this last search, I focused on YouTube, but I've used Instagram, I've used Twitter, and I've built up a prospect list.
Pretty
significant prospect list that way. So what I like to do is once your list of leads is generated for you, I export this as CSV.
Okay.
And I then add it to a Google Sheet. How you see it formatted here for the most part is how it comes out of AffiStash. I added a few more columns, qualified and logged. And what I have VAs that help me out, and I do some of this work as well, but I have VAs to help with the scale of getting this done here. So what I like to do is...
So this list essentially is what AffiStash is finding you as relevant results for the content that is being created on the keywords that you guys are looking to rank for, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That we're looking to rank for, that were, you know, it's searches you would do anyway, but in a very manual process on YouTube, you would be using keywords that are relevant to the business to find creators, in this example on YouTube. And this really accelerates the process of finding all these different channels and all these different creators that would be relevant as potential partners. And so what my VAs will do for me is they'll do one final spot check of the YouTube channels here to make sure there's no duplicates or just anything randomly that showed up that maybe we wouldn't be relevant for the brand. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a human touch there. What they'll do is they'll identify them as qualified, and they will actually add them to my CRM as well. And then we'll identify if they were logged or not. Once they do that, the CRM that I use is BuzzStream. Mm-hmm. And we will actually add websites, social media creators, YouTube creators, as individual contacts here in BuzzStream. And once they're added, what we can do is solve for mass outreach as well, once our list has been qualified completely. And so in the process of adding them to the CRM, we also identify, you know, the point of contact at that channel. Sometimes that's shown on YouTube. When you're on social media, it can get a little bit more difficult, but there's ways to find emails for these folks. Mm-hmm. And then I have sequences that I would send out, right, to ask them, hey, Rubber Bandits, in this case, one of my clients is really interested in working with you. They'd like to make an offer for you to join their affiliate program. In this case, they are willing to send out product for review in some cases to those that qualify. Mm-hmm. And what is really beneficial about working with BuzzStream as well, integrating this into the workflow, is that I can automate my follow-ups as well. So all the mass outreach really can happen pretty efficiently and then just be ongoing over time. So I probably do this once a month. I'll generate a new list of prospects with AffiStash. Uh-huh. And I'll add them to my CRM. My VAs will help. Mass outreach goes out. And then as interest comes back from those that were prospecting, partnerships are then ultimately created for my clients, and their affiliate program scales this way. So
awesome. Awesome. Thank you for all that information. I see that you're using this as, you know, lead generation essentially for your outreach, and some of the factors that you're not using on the SEO side for the results that give you all that contact information. You utilize those as well, but just not as much. This is like the main feature that you like to utilize, right?
Yeah, exactly. It depends on the client, right? I have a client in kind of the SaaS vertical where working with content sites, SEO sites, things like that is a little bit more beneficial for their programs. In mm-hmm. this case, it's kind of D2C, right? Lifestyle fitness brand, and yeah. The types of partnerships that, I mean, number one, are honestly coveted by any D2C brand is going to be that influencer creator kind of category. Yeah. That'll include TikTok, YouTube in general. And so my initial use of AffiStash, and ultimately primary use really, is for partner discovery across those platforms that I just haven't seen solved for. Mm-hmm. Or come across anyone that's really doing it well. And so it's honestly been a really core, you know, function of my business at this point, to be able to leverage AffiStash for this.
That is awesome. And What would you say, like, you use this every month for each one of your clients? What do you think this would save you in time? Like, if you were to estimate how many hours per week or per month you would save?
I mean, there's a lot of hours dedicated to across myself and my VAs to partner discovery, logging them in our CRM and then doing the outbound and then communication after the fact as they reply. Mm-hmm. But what it solved for is scale. So if I were to match the scale through very manual, a more manual approach that historically I was doing, I mean, we're talking about days, weeks, we're not even in hours anymore, you know, like it's really solved for me to be able to run a really lean operation and manage, at least focus on recruitment at scale, at meaningful scale for my clients and their programs in a way that you would just need a team to do this truly, if it was all manual.
Awesome. Thanks for your words of wisdom. Really appreciate you giving us a breakdown and pulling back the curtain, showing us your style and techniques of how you're doing things. Appreciate you, Ivan. And if anyone out there would like a demo of AffiStash, please sign up with the link in the comments or the descriptions below, and our team will create a customized demo just for you. And we'll happily give you 20 free prospects to go along just for showing up to that demo. So please sign up for that today. And for all those affiliate managers out there, good luck to you. Keep on recruiting, and we'll see you out there. Take care.